Today we're recording an article from New York Times.
For the Colonel, it was finger-licking bad. By Mimi Sheraton, September the 9th, 1976. A small boy, seated at a table in Kentucky Fried Chicken store in Greenwich Village, hailed and almost dropped the extra crispy drumstick he was about to bite into yesterday as he looked up and saw none other than the Kentucky Colonel himself, Harlan Sanders. Every inch his television image, with flowing white hair, trim goatee, and blazing white suit.
Look over to the boy's mother, who was managing a thin smile of disbelief. The colonel boomed. Ah, madame, I bet you never thought it was true. But you, boy, you never doubted, did you?
And then he handed the child a signed photograph of himself, autographing buckets and boxes filled with the product he created. The colonel entered the kitchen without a buyer leave. The manager of this company-owned unit, Thaddeus Singleton, looked up and without batting an eye, said, "Come right in, Colonel. You're always welcome here," little suspecting what was about to happen. This unannounced inspection visit to the Kentucky Fried Chicken store on the Avenue of the Americas near 8th Street followed a pre-birthday luncheon for the Colonel at the Coach House. Today, the Colonel's 86th birthday will be celebrated with a luncheon at 21. But driving back from lunch yesterday in the Colonel's limousine, I noticed this Kentucky Fried Chicken store, at which I had purchased some of the worst fried chicken I've ever eaten in my life. After hearing him expound on the origins of the chain of stores he had founded and his general unhappiness with it now that it is under the direction of Hugh Bleen, the company asked him to go into the store with me and see if his observations agreed with mine, and if so, what was wrong.
Once in the kitchen, the colonel walked over to a vat full of frying chicken pieces and announced, "That's much too black. It should be golden brown. You're frying for 12 minutes. That's 6 minutes too long. What's more, your frying fat should have been changed a week ago. That's the worst frying chicken I've ever seen. Let me see your mashed potatoes with gravy. And how do you make them?" When Mr. Singleton explained that he first mixed boiling water into instant powdered potato, the colonel interrupted. "And then you have wallpaper paste," he said. "Next, suppose you add some of this brown gravy stuff, and then you have sludge. There's no way anyone can get me to swallow these potatoes," he said after tasting some. "And this coleslaw, they just won't listen to me. It should be chopped, not shredded, and it should be made with Miracle Whip. Anything else turns gray. There should be nothing in it but cabbage. No carrots."
Mr. Singleton replied, "I just do what I'm told to, sir." And Colonel Sanders then said gently to the now stunned manager,
"Well, it's not your fault. You're just working for a company that doesn't know what it's doing. Too bad, because it gave you a bad reputation," he said by way of farewell.
Anthony Tortorici, Director of Public Affairs for the Kentucky Fried Chicken Division of Hugh Bleen, said later when reached by telephone, "We are very grateful to have the Colonel around to keep us on our toes, but he is a purist and his standards were all right when he was operating just a few stores. But we have over 5,500 now, and that means more than 10,000 fry cooks of all ages and abilities. Raw chicken turns customers off, so we play it safe and fry at lower temperatures for a longer time than the Colonel likes. And we think carrots add color and eye appeal to coleslaw."
Tag appeal. Go back a little bit.
What is coleslaw?
Coleslaw. Tag coleslaw. Didn't you have coleslaw today? Tag Miracle Whip.
What is that?
Tag sludge.
I know what sludge is.
Tag wallpaper paste.
The Colonel has very high standards of personal conduct and for his product, but we need wider parameters to adapt to the real life world. But I guarantee that if you go back into that store, you'll see a big improvement. Colonel Sanders, who is paid $200,000 a year to do advertising and public relations for Kentucky Fried Chicken, expressed equally strong opinions on the meal the highly esteemed coach house as he discussed his interest in food. He ordered black bean soup, which he thought should have been thicker and heavily laced with sherry instead of Madeira. Mushrooms with chicken livers that he ordered pink, but which he did not like because they had been sautéed instead of crisply fried. A salad that he did like, although he preferred French Roquefort cheese to the feta used, and pecan pie, which he thought was not as good as the one he made with lemon juice, to add life to the caro syrup filling.
Of the coach house fried chicken, give me the middle wing joint. It's the best part of the chicken. His verdict was, very good, but it would be better with more salt and my seasoning. His favorite food of the day was cornbread baked in sticks, after which he ate three and then carried six back to his hotel. That's the best cornbread I've ever had made by a Yankee up north, he declared to the waiter. Not too much sugar or flour in the meal. Refusing a glass of wine, the colonel explained. Wine tastes like gasoline, and now that I read about all the arsenic in California wines, I'm glad I don't drink it. I have 14 more years to go to finish the century, and I want to take care of myself, so I make it.
He explained that he was on a no-aging diet that required him to eat a can of sardines every morning.
Having traveled 44 countries, I'll never go to India. I don't want to see people sleeping on the streets. The colonel preferred American food, most especially that of the Southeast. We season our food more than folks in the other parts of the country, he said. I've never been struck by French food. Only the sauces are good. I never have a chance to eat in Italy, any place but in the Hilton Hotel.
But he did add that he used to work for a German farmer as a teenager and did like German food.
When asked what he thought about such new Kentucky Fried Chicken products as extra crispy chicken and the barbecue style ribs and chicken, he said, now, why'd you have to ask me that? They really gag me. That's what I think of them.
And when told that many Kentucky Fried Chicken sales clerks packed hot chicken in buckets well in advance of its sale, he almost fumed. If they do that, he said, the chicken will have a terrible smell.
Fumed.
Yeah, what does that mean? Does that mean he like...
We're about to blow his top, yes. You know, that company is just too big to control now, he said. I'm sorry, I sold it back in 1964. It would have been smaller now, but a lot better. People see me up there doing those commercials, and they wonder how I could ever let such a product bear my name. It's downright embarrassing.
I'm a Westside baby. I'm a Westside baby.
Thank you for listening. For more, please visit freetime.education/rewind. Text copyrights by respective authors. Audio copyright 2024 by Freetime Rewind. Music by Lord Geo.
I'm from Manhattan. My mama took a couple hits and raised a west side, baby. I gotta make it to the top for my fam. I can't take no maybe. I'm not a younger no more. Time flies so fast, if it like last year I was 1-4. Oh. Life is better than before. Ain't nobody gave me keys, I had to break down that door. Oh. West side, baby. Whoa. Hey, toda la gente que me está escuchando, sigan sus sueños. I want everyone to follow your dreams. No dejen que nadie les diga que no. You hear me? Don't let nobody, and I mean nobody, say no. Yo.